Okay, so last week we spoke about backing up three steps, the halachas of backing up three steps, and that was really because we were talking about Yilu Ratzon before that, about whether you should say Yilu Ratzon at the end of davening, and it came out exactly, you know, you're supposed to take three steps, and talked about whether people are supposed to pass in front of you, or how makhli you should be about that, and what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And we spoke about the chazan, also taking three steps back, or being mafsik after he finishes Shemona Esrei, before he says Kaddish. Okay, so now I want to come back a little bit to what we were really talking about before, and trying to finish up over here. We got into the whole discussion of Shemona Esrei. We were very busy with Shemona Esrei, Chazor HaSashatz. And so now just lay the foundation for what really, I think, was really Kasha. That we said that the halach in Kuf Chav Dalet is that someone has that when you say Chazor HaSashatz, there has to be at least nine people listening. And if nine people aren't listening, then the lashon of the mechaber is that it's Karav Hadavar Liyah is Bracha Levatela. It's almost a Bracha Levatela. So we asked that. Where do we get this idea of six? Then where's the whole idea of six? So we have to jump back all the way to the middle of Hilchos Brachos and Simen Nun Hei. So let's just, we'll get into the foundation and then hopefully we'll get to the Kasha and see what the different Pshatim are. No, we're going to start with the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara in Chav Gimel and Beis and Megillah, and really the first when we spoke about this concept was when we were first talking about Chazor HaSashatz, that we said that if somebody comes in late to davening, so the halacha is that you're supposed to write either finish before Kedusha or finish before Maidim. And then the Gemara said that the machlokes over there is whether you can say Kedusha be yichidus. You have to have 10 people to say Kedusha. And the Gemara then brings a raya that you need 10 people because this pasuk of the Nikdash, you know, the Shas B'Zif in Israel, and they brought rayas that that you need 10. That you need 10 in order to be Mekadosh Hashem, in order to do Kedusha. And that's how the Gemara brings a raya that you need 10 for Kedusha. So here again, we're going to talk a little bit about this concept of Chav Gimel Mabez and Megillah. So we'll start from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ein person al Shema." We're not Pyrus al Shema, which we'll see in a second what that means in Rashi. "Vein oivel v'nei atevo." You do not shliach tzibur should not start davening. "Vein nois nes kapeyem." Also nes nes kapeyem. "Vein kar betayra." "Vein maptir menavi." "Vein nois amar menamoshev." All these things. "Vein amir b'chaz avelim." "Vein tanchumi avelim." "Vein chasanim." "Vein mezamnin." "Bishem pachas me'asar." So all these things, we're not going to get into every one, but all these things, you cannot do it with less than 10 people. So Rashi says, what does it mean, ein person al Shema? That's a funny lashon, ein person al Shema. Also in Megillah, you know, the Purim's coming up, so you have to, nice to talk about the Inyan. Anyway, so ein person al Shema. So Rashi says, minyan haba lebeis haknesses. You have a minyan that comes to beis haknesses. La'achir shekaru hatzibur ha-shema. After the tzibur already said Shema, so that's when they came to shul. What's this lashon of minyan habal beis haknesses? So he says that we're talking about here the people already davened. They davened b'chidus, and now they came to shul, and now they have a minyan of these people that all davened b'chidus, and they missed the shliach tzibur's baruchu. They missed the tzor. They already said Shema and baruchu. They missed everything. So oimid echad. So one person can stand up, min Rashi, but oimir kadosh baruchu, who baruchu yishana shabekriyas Shema. So he can get up, and he can say kadosh. He can say baruchu. And the first bracha of Kriya Shema, or in the first bracha of Kriya Shema, when you say Kadosh Kadosh and you say Baruch Kvod, so they want to get all this in. So even though they came late, they already davened, so that's okay. So again, but this is 10 people. It's 10 people coming. There's a minion that's coming. That's a smash from Rashi. So let's take a look at Taisus. But this is, again, the same halacha would apply for the same person al Shema to the same thing of Ein Oiv Mufnei HaTevel, which is the next thing, which is the Shliach Tzibur. So you should not do without 10. And then take a look at Taisus, the first Taisus, skip, and then we'll go to the second Taisus on the pages. Ein person al Shema pachas me'asara. So Yerushalmi Mefarish. Listen to this, Yerushalmi. Shemischilu ba'asara. If let's say you started with 10 already, v'yotzu miksasan, and then some of them left. So now you're left with, I don't know, 8. So you started with 10, and now 2 people left. Afilo hachi gaimrin. You can still finish Shema, that you're saying, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, these type of things. As long as you started with a minion, even if people left, you can still finish. Vala yoytzim hu aimer, and the people that left you without a minion, That's what the pasuk says. Va'oizvei Hashem yichlu. The people that leave Hashem should be destroyed. V'chein halacha. That's the halacha also. So the Tosfos is saying that's the halacha. That if you start, as long as you start with 10, that's okay. So vein parsel hashma. So before we get into this, just we know this happens all the time. Right? You come to shul. Let's say you come to ma'ariv, and then after ma'ariv, after everybody finishes, some guy gets up and says baruch. Baruch Hashem. Let's see where that falls in with the halacha.
That's very different than Rashi's case.
Yeah, Rashi's case is a minion comes.
Rashi's case is a whole minion.
Yeah.
This 100%. Guy, he's just putting himself into it, isn't he?
Right. So Basha, if you just look.
It sounds like Tessus is arguing on Rashi and saying he's bringing Yerushalmi. Where does Rashi get his ideas from?
Yeah, no, so I'm saying, I don't know, if, I mean, this part is not talking to Rashi, I don't think, but the next part is going to talk much more to Rashi. But this part is just saying, Samazai, if you started with 10, this is just like regular halachas of a minion. You started with 10, two guys left, you can continue.
Tessus is not that's trying to say what in person of Shemani is, it's talking about right. The case where people left.
No, I don't think that. I think it's being mazur was pachas me'asara. Ain't pachas me'asara, pachas me'asara is that you shouldn't start with less than 10. But if you start with 10, then. Okay, so the next thesis is really that's much more samzach. So ain't pachas me'asara, I wanted to speak that up because we're going to see that in halacha, also that halacha. But really, I don't, yeah. Ain't pachas me'asara. So akuntris pirish. Look how he says Rashi. He doesn't say minyan. He says, b'nei adam, people. Shabo b'beis haknesis. They come to shul achar shespal tzibur v'raitzim le'mekash baruch hu tzar chasar. Then you need 10 people. So anybody, b'nei adam, he's not limiting it to minyan. So it could be he's learning Rashi. The Rashi's minyan is lavd up. It just means it just means that there's a minyan there. It doesn't mean that a minyan of people didn't say shema or
when
didn't
he
say.
B'nei adam, is he including women?
No, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't say so.
Oh,
I would think he's talking
about men.
I think that.
It's understood.
Yeah, I mean. Anyway, fine. So b'nei adam. So that's how he learns Rashi. That just no people come late. How many people doesn't need? But you need 10 people at least to answer Kaddish Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. So now comes Rabbeinu Tam and he says, "Debeshiva shaloi shama." If 7 people didn't hear Baruch Hu, im shalosh acherim with 3 other people, sagi. That's enough. So it's enough as long as you have 7 that didn't hear. So Rashi sounds like 10. Comes to me in a time and says, even 7 that didn't hear, you can do it. As long as there's 3 other people that did, then they can be mistarf. V'hachanami isim v'sech t'soifrim. This is the same thing also brought in v'sech t'soifrim. Rabbi Seinu Shabemayr of Oimrim b'shiva. They say that they can also do 7. V'naisim tamladrim. They give a reason for their words. What's the reason? D'chsiv, there's a pasuk in Shoiftim, which is Shiras Deveira. This pasuk says, b'froya p'royis v'yisrael b'snadev im ha. Misnadev am baruchu Hashem. So they're playing on that baruchu Hashem. Now you make a baruchu that befreya price be Yisrael. Different chatam how to learn. I think Rabbeinu Tam is going to say how he learns that when Parani is come onto Yisrael, that they didn't do what they're supposed to do. So then behisnadev am when they come to fix that baruchu Hashem. So then it's a it's a baruchu to Hashem. So. So Tyson continues, the Ika Sheva Tevis are 7 words, right? Count. Befraya, Befraya Yisrael, all those are 7 words. So therefore, he says, it's a remez that all you need is 7 people that did not hear Baruch. Okay, we need 7. V'yesha imrim afila b'shisha. And then some say even 6. Mishum de Baruch have ashishi, because Baruch is the 6th word. Right? So you don't need to have 6. And you don't need to have 7. You need to have 6. Then you can say Baruch Hu, which is the next word. Rabbi Natam Kasav B'Sefer Ayasha. Rabbi Natam says in this Bechamisha, even with 5. Mishum Deleka Ala Chamesh Tevis Ad Baruch Hu. You know, so there's 6 Tevis including Baruch Hu. So that's all you need. That was the first shot. The second shot is no, that there's 5 Tevis up until Baruch Hu. So you get 5 and then you can say Baruch Hu. So that's Rabbi Natam was in the Sefer Ayasha. V'nerali, Dr. Taisvus, afilu b'shloisha. Even if you have 3 people shloishamu, even if you have 3 people that didn't hear. V'halchi pirusha, this is how you explain the pasuk, the crowd. Befraya praise be Israel. That when Peronis come at the social, asu mashem muta alayim. Lastly, they didn't do what was proper. They didn't do the mitzvahs or the Torah or whatever. Oh, z'yisnad devam l'varach Hashem. V'leko el shalosh tevis ad behisnadev. So he says, no, you. They're talking about when those 3 words, Befraya, praise be Israel, so then, Bisnadim Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So he connects Bisnadim Hashem with Baruch, so therefore all you need is 3. V'talmidei Rashi Perishu, Mishmai? Da'afilu b'shvil echad shaloi shama. Even because of one person didn't hear, he can also do yochayim heim l'fayis al shema. They can also do this b'pares al shema. And this, then he adds in da'afilu oisah shashama kfar yochal ha'itzias. And even someone that already heard, he could be mighty them shaloi shamu. That's like we see by Shliach Tzibur. Shaf Bishan is Balak, even though he davened already. Hashmon is Rebelchus Balachas, he davened them quietly. Chayzim is Balak Karam. Even though he was Yaitz already, he was Chiv Shmonas. So he can still be Yaitz to other people when he does Chazar Sashas. Shaf Bishan Kalan Bekim, Achshav. Even though that now we're ready Bekim. So still he can do that. So Mikom Malkim, Yishleimer, Dain's a Rai, Kokach, maybe it's not such a Rai. The Shanish Shmonas, Rebelchus, Share Yimayim is Bal, Metchila Bakaram, Shama Yacham Libam Lagiam, Shliach Tzibur, Malkim Kudishim Maidim. Fine, I'm not going to get into the whole Raya, but I wanted to get to this next part that says Rabbeinu Tam lehayroitza lasis afil asme, but Rabbeinu Tam did not want to do it just because of himself. So it seems that Talmidei Rashi says that even you can do it with one. So we have different shitas. We have seven. First, we start with Rashi, which seems to be the say 10. Then Taisus brought us an upshot for seven, then six, then five, then three, and then he brings Rashi that says even one.
What happened to the
something
that fell away from?
What? Right. No. So that, I mean, I think that's a little exciting. That's what I want to get into. Right. But that's just for if one person shows up late, whatever, he wants to get Baruch Hu. So according to Talmidei Rashi, that's no problem.
So right now, we're just doing Baruch Hu. How we know this supposed to?
Oh, so yeah, it's a good point. That's a valid point. Right now, I mean, you would think not to make any difference. Why should the mitzvah didn't make any difference? It just said ain't personal Shema, and then it continues. So why should Shema be different than everything else? But yeah, it's a good point, and we'll see. It might come up. Okay, so that's the Yeshitas. The next thing is like this. The next page is the Ran. So the Ran's going to talk about the first part of Taisus. So we're going to come off of what we just learned and go back to the first Taisus. The first Taisus said that even if some people leave, right? If some people leave, you can still continue what you were doing. So you take a look at the Ran on the right side of the columns, the next page. It's Yerushalmi in person al Shema Pachas Me'asara. Mistabra, he says, the Ran. Next page. The Dafko B'Nishtayu Ruban. It has to be that at least Roiv of the Minyan is still there. So it can't be that more than five people left. Five people left, then you cannot continue Dafko.
Roiv of the Minyan?
Roiv of the Minyan.
What if there were 50 people in the minion?
Right, so that's not the minion, that's 50. I mean, minion's 10.
Rather than at least a minion.
What?
Rather than at least a minion.
Right.
No, exactly, at least six.
Six. Right.
Okay, exactly. Six. So even if, so as long as even four people left in the middle, then
you can finish with six.
You can still finish with six. Yeah. Okay, so now, the next halacha, which is the next thing, was the Shalos and Chuvas Maril. I'm just machine gunning a few different halachas that we're going to see in the Mishabura, but in the Chabra. But here's the next thing. So let's say you have someone. This is going to go into the next thing. So now we know if people leave. Let's say you have people that are there, but some guy fell asleep. So you have 10 people, and one guy fell asleep. So Vayashem Beis Ignasa. So it's Sifches over here in the Shalos and Chuvas Maril. Yeah, it's the next page. So you have Vayashem Beis Ignasa. Someone who's sleeping. So Tzas Nira. So remember, the reason what we have, what do you need 10 for? Because so does it matter what the 10 people are doing? As long as you have 10 Yidden in the same place, Hashem is Shaviya Shechina.
No Shav Das.
What?
No Shav Das.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So do you need Das at all?
Do you have a
Shaita
there?
So does a Shaita work? Probably the Shaita wouldn't work because it could be.
Why? Why is the shelter worse than someone who's sleeping? No das mitzvah.
That's a very good point, and that's a valid point. They talk about that, but in a chanam, I think they speak about this. It's just a sign because the yashim's like a shaita. That's why. Okay, yeah, we're gonna see, but pashtus, yeah. So the chayra could be shaita wasn't never roi for the shkinat shaita because if you're a shaita, you're not considered 10 men. You're sleeping, so then you're ba'etzem right for the Shekhinah to be shayra on you, just you're sleeping.
No, also the Shekhinah already started being shayra on you before you fell asleep. So it's not going to leave you just because you fell asleep.
Okay, so you're saying but that would only work. Okay, so I mean that would only work if I'm awake. Huh? Okay, but that's only if you're awake, let's say when they started the Kaddish.
Mm-hmm. No.
Let's say you got the shul by Pugna Zermi, you fell asleep.
Doesn't matter. So then the Shekhinah is resting already.
Okay. I hear what you say. Hey. So, but that's the Vard. The Vard is that as long as there's 10 men there, even if the guy fell asleep, it's still good, or does I have to be awake and with das? So he says, so the Zokta Maril, big Chiddush, said, no, even if your guy's sleeping, it's fine. Because Tempi Vafil, Tinek Barisa, Lefir Benatam. Even a Tinek Barisa, according to Benatam, would be help to be Mitzdarf to get them, to get the Nekdash B'Seich B'nai Yisrael, so that's Mizrach. The Chinkos of Maram, Dam Espal Mitzdarf. Also, Maram says that somebody who's davening also is Mitzdarf. So, let's say, yes, so you have 10 people, and one person's davening, and the other eight are ready to start, you know, ready to listen. So that Mispal also will be Mistarf. The same way someone who's sleeping can be Mistarf to 10 people, V'nikdash B'seich B'nei Yisrael. So then someone who's davening also. So here we're starting to see that maybe if someone's davening, he can still be Mistarf to the people listening to Chazar Sashat to be in order to do Kedusha and Chazar Sashat. So he says that even so, the Maram says even someone who's davening can be mitzdarf to the 10 people. But it seems from here that that's not a hakbal. As long as someone's going to answer amen, that's fine. But in order to start chazaras hashas, in order to say kedusha, yeah, there has to be ten men that mishkin is shruya. So that's this. Where he says also mitzdarf and nihi the kas of a rush. Now, very good that the Rosh says that Tzar Chasar, that's icy. Remember the Rosh that we learned in Kochav Dalin. So he says over there that you need 10 people that are listening. Mikal Makan, listen to this. Chazinon de Nohag Amal Litzarev, Afagav Shemesichin Sichas Kulin. The Lloyd's Isi. The Minig Oilam is to be even Mitzarev, people that are talking and not listening to Chazar Sashatz.
That's
a very chiddush
and sleeping, you say.
So, yes, somebody's talking, he's not paying attention.
It's a very chiddush that they're part of the minyan. He seems to be masha, that it's a big chiddush that the people are talking can be counted as part of the minyan than someone is sleeping. He's just trying to learn it from there.
Right, and that's what he says. Mikamak and limagam the shemakol roi labila. Someone who's sleeping, he's not roi to answer, he's sleeping. I think that's what he's saying. But someone who's talking, he can answer, he's just choosing not to. So, like we say, call a roi labila bila makavish. Right, someone who's right to this, he's possible for him to do it. So then he can answer.
What is bila?
It's just a concept that means that if you're able to participate, then the fact that you're not participating is going to be a problem. If you cannot participate, then it's not going to be a problem that you can't participate. It's a concept. This is a very global concept. And Kol Aroy Labila Bil Makavas is that something that's it's really has to do with Menachas, but that the concept is that if you could participate, if something is right to be Mitzdarif, then the fact that it's not is going to be Ma'akev. But something that is not possible for it to be Mitzdarif, so then maybe there's more of a Kula. Okay? But here, so you have someone who's talking, he could listen and answer, and he's not, so maybe that's worse than the guy who's sleeping, is what you're saying. But anyway, here, but at least what you see, he's giving you the heter that even some guy's sleeping and you only have eight people listening to Chazar Sashatz. Or if you have someone who's davening, then you can also, that's fine, just start Shemoneh Esrei. So we see at least one person,
and
right?
Because someone who's been on Shemoneh Esrei can't answer, doesn't have an ability to answer.
Yeah.
So then he shouldn't even start. And someone who's talking, he could answer.
Right, so that's it. No, so he's not sure if he can say this
because to
someone who's talking. Someone who's talking, maybe that's worse because Kol Aroy Labila. But if someone's davening, he can't answer, or he's davening, or he's sleeping.
Right.
So then, it's not, again, it could be Kol Aroy Labila. You can just wake the guy up. I mean, the guy's way also.
Right.
Or technically, you can wait for the guy to finish davening. But what we see here off the pond is that you see that there is a at least one person. You don't need to wait for all nine. You can wait for eight. And that's the Maram.
Could more than one be sleeping?
Right. So that's we don't see that yet. So now let's take a look at the next page, which is the Taz. So I underlined it. And so the Taz starts from V'ayit. I mean, he doesn't start from it, but it's a long Taz, but that's where we'll start. Kasav v'agar sham v'beis yosef. So the agar is going to say basically the same thing as the maril. Nihi the kasav arash. Very good that the rash says that tzricha yud etzaisi. Mikomachim chazinon. Denagu amal letzari. Fafu yishem esichem sichas chulim. You see that the minig is that even, right, when we count, our 10 people will finish davening, listening, 10 people done davening so they can listen to Shemoneh Esrei. We even count the people that we know are going to start talking within 2 seconds of Mishkan Zeres HaShatz. We still count them as the minion. So he says, oh, it's a raya. Right? So that's his raya. So Afagav, the Libim Begamgin, the Shemakol Rebila, Akan Lashani. Yesh Lahaflig Azeh. Talk to Taz. The Heich Mevi Raya Min HaShaitim Ha'ilu. How do you bring a raya from these Shaitim? Sha'isim Isser. Bav Soka Sicha B'Tela. Asher Godel Avayna Me'oid. How is it possible you bring a raya from people that are talking during Chazaras HaShatz?
You're not bringing a raya from these shaitim. You're bringing a raya from the Nova Alma.
Yeah, so you bring a raya from...
But the whole island does it, right?
So you're saying that you can't have a problem with the Minig...
The whole island
is
shaitim. What are you going to do?
No, the Minig Olam is... No, let's say it like this. I think you're saying the Minig Olam is to count those people. You know those... Yeah, you know those three shaitim. So you're saying, well, what is he has a problem with the Minig? He has a problem with the Minig? He has a problem with the shaitim. He has a problem with the Minig. He has a problem with the shaitim, not the minig. You're saying, right?
Okay. The minig is to include them.
The minig is to include them.
He's not condoning.
So it sounds like he has a problem with the minig. This minig alone, right?
Yeah,
as you're saying, like, well, what do you want? That's the minig. Minig's the minig. But you have a problem with the minig. Unless you're saying that, where did this minig come from?
Like, it's not a minig. It's a minig is something that's sanctioned.
Right, so
this is not sanctioned by anybody.
Could be the Nug or Alma. It's like not like a real thing. This is what the Velt does. The Velt counts these people. It's like, oh, you're gonna bring a riot from what the Velt does. The Velt counts these shaitim that they're making a isser by talking during Chazaras HaShatz. Godel Avayna Me'ayin. How can you bring a riot from these people? They're doing wrong. It's awesome. You're not being star of those people. So for sure you can't learn out of the heter from them, so therefore also someone who's sleeping. Vesu, let's just finish up. I already told you that we know from Kuf Chav Dalet. So he's saying, first of all, you bring a riot from the minig that they're Simech on the Shaitan that talk during the Chazaras HaShatz. That's a minion, so therefore also a Yashan. How can you do that? And then also he says, what do you mean? This whole halacha also doesn't make sense because we know there's a Mefurish halacha in Kuf Chav Dalet that says that you need 9 people listening. Otherwise it's carved out of Elias Brachla Batala. So the Taz learns that they know that this whole halacha is not negated by Chazaras HaShatz. This whole halacha of avoiding for somebody who's sleeping is not negated. You need 9 people listening, or it's covered over this Rav Chaim because you need 9 people answering Amen. But he says, oh yeah, Kuf Chav Dalet is Klar, we know so Klar. So
who's the argument?
In Maril.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
I was saying, that shit of the Maril is probably thinking to itself that, you know, we have a sheet in Taisvist that says you can even have 3, or you can even have 1. So these guys, if you have 1 plus a bunch of people that are talking, they're not any worse than nothing. They might say a main here and there. In other words, it's more than 1 of 3.
But the 1 of 3, everyone's listening. Everyone's paying attention to answering. That 1 of 3 is just saying, the guy wants to get a barcode. So he missed barcode, but everyone's going to be listening. Everyone's going to be participating. It's not like he's... That one... That's really more halacha when you have 10.
You don't have any of those.
Here, you don't have 10. You don't have 10. These guys are talking. It's not 10. You can't count them as 10. That's a different level. That's if you have 10, and this guy comes late, he wants to say a barcode, so he can say it. But here is the Magen Avraham, and I don't have it here, I got it printed. Magen Avraham here says is that he brings a shita, which my father was saying, is that if what's the whole svar of the Maril? The whole svar of the Maril is that you have 10 yidden. 10 yidden is when the Tasha B'Soich B'nai Yisrael. So then if you have 10, then even if one guy's sleeping, so what about more than one guy? So he brings from a Maril Chavin that he says even if there's 3 or 4 people sleeping, you can also be in the star, or 3 or 4 people are dominant.
Basically, no one says straight out there's people sleeping, wake them up. It's like...
Mishabu's going to bring that. But
right. Just yeah, this is what you're doing. You're not like, what? I'm just saying, like, wake them up.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah. No, we don't want to, you know, gezel shame.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's not me, but...
I can't say... I mean,
Shabbos is a
short ride. Usually you have more than 10 people.
Right.
Well, yeah, it could be. But anyway, so he says that even if you have 3 or 4 people, it brings them to the Maral Chavim, because if you have 3 or 4 people that are davening, it doesn't matter, because when Tashmizeh, when I saw, Shabbos is there, the Shem is Shabbos. And he says here that, but Magen Avraham himself does not want to stretch that far. He brings a shita, but he says, You're already bringing a whole raya from somebody. The whole raya is shver, the tazer. So I'm only extending this heter for one person. Magen Avraham only gives it to you by one person. We'll see how the Mishnah Berurah goes, but Magen Avraham says one. The Taz completely has and not giving you anything. You need nine people. Like it says in Pilchot Avdalah. Now, what does he do with? So he just says that we're not knowing. Like he says, we're not. According to Maril, you're not knowing what it says in Pilchot Avdalah. They need nine people to listen. So he doesn't really answer. He doesn't really answer what he does with Kuf Hadal, the Magen Avraham. He doesn't get too busy with Kuf Hadal. It says you need nine people listening, or it's a Bracha Batala. That's the Magen Avraham. So the next is just okay. So now let's take a look at which is next to the Kaf HaChayim. Should be there.
Yeah.
So this is in Sivav, so I underlined certain parts. We don't have to see the whole thing. What? I'm not sure. I think he's a Sephardi. Okay, so Zuck the Kaf HaChayim. So the Kaf HaChayim says, so first he brings, if you look in Sif Kot Mem Ches, he brings that this halacha, but who adin shloishay arba, even before, all the way in the beginning, before I underline, even three or four, as long as you have right. And then he says this, Amnam, where I underline. Hamagin Avram Subkan Ches, Kasav de Ein Lahakal Kim Be'achad Vloy B'Shnayim. Magen Avraham, which I just spoke out for you, he says, however, even though I just brought this, that the same thing should apply to three and four, the Magen Avraham is not giving it to you for more than one and two. V'chein Kasav Yad Aaron Ba'agoyis Beis Yosef, V'chein Ner Das Achidov Ma'asim Baruch Ha'ois Gimel, Sham Yitzim Adaf Ayin Tesla Ayin Gimel, Sidr Beis Ovid B'dina Akadosh Ha'ois Chavzai. So all these people, they all say that, oh, I'm only giving it to you by one and not more than one. Vim Kain. Kivan de Kolha Achroinim and Iskarim Tav Tzidivet Magen Avraham. Since all these Achroinim that I just listed for you, they say what the Magen Avraham says, Shekasav de Ein Lahakul Kiyim Be'echad V'loi B'shnayim Af Agav Del Yirab Hashem Tiris Kushas Magen Avraham Kain Shem Mikom Akim Yesh Lahach Melechachila Hecha De Afshir De'ein letzarf mispalel ki im echad v'loy shnayim. So zok the Kaf HaChayim lechat chila. You want to start your chazar shatz already? I'm only giving you it to you if you have eight, no less than eight. Aval hecha d'loy efsher yesh lismay chal matirim. It's impossible. Then not now. It's actually I messed up because that's not what he's going to say. Listen to this. V'haynu dafka l'kadosh l'baruchu. That's only for kadosh and baruchu. Aval chazar ha'amida. Chazor Sashas begin in Dafka Tisha. Shemechav Chazor Sashas. Kamash Kozak Gaman. Simin Kuf Chav Dalasim Dalit. So this is like what Shuli was saying, that this whole thing of a personal Shema that we're starting to learn out, that you don't maybe need exactly nine people that are going to be listening to the Chazor Sashas. That whole thing's not negev by Chazor Sashas. Well, it's only negev by Kaddish and Baruch Hu. But Chazor Sashas, you need nine. This whole shtickle there is not negev. This whole thing about sleeping and this, by Chazar HaShatz, you need nine.
Everybody's gonna be
and he's saying this whole Magen Avraham is only going one day.
Nine away from listening?
You need nine. What's the spur that you need nine in a time? So it says if you don't have nine, it's like Karva Davali is Bracha
Levatal. Nine plus
so what is that?
What's the basis?
So what's the basis?
No, nine plus the Chazar, that's 10.
Right, yeah, no. Right, yeah.
You have to have 10.
Yeah,
why don't you have 10 answers? Listen.
Yeah, yeah. So you need nine.
You only need 10 present.
Right. No, but why do you need nine listeners? What's the part that you need nine listeners?
Because that's part of 10.
What do we? Right. So.
Right, the
koyach
is in the number 10. Is in the minion. You're saying with the nine plus the chazan, you have an 8.
Yeah. Right.
Oh no, you have. I'm saying that's you have the dash specifically in Israel. But what? Why is he? You want to say that how can we machal between chazar sashatz and kash and bar? What's the word that by Chazor Sashatz you need nine, as opposed to Kaddish and Baruch Hu, they don't need it? Like, why should anything be different?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I think the way we learned over there was that because you need nine people answering. Right, you need answering. Right, it's a kash on the bracha maybe, yeah. You need nine people answering amen for the bracha. I think that's how we learn. Moshe also was not for that way. Okay, so that's the Kappa Chaim sheet. Let's see, the Shabura might have a little different take on this. Let's see.
What's it? It's a bracha levatol if you don't have a full nine?
That's what he says, yeah.
Of course. So where's the ones when you have...
And remember, Moshe, yeah.
Is there shit?
I've got that second.
A lot of times, I mean, I don't know if people get to it, but a lot of times they have, that people are thinking too long as your master, so people can start even without... Meaning, or it's kind of not so perfect. I don't know if that's different.
That what? Someone's taking too long.
The part that you admire is, three people are taking too long. I don't know if you have need a specific seven or whatever you need. And they start without having the full nine for the college part.
For college?
Oh, that's fine. That's
so maybe
fine.
College. I'm saying maybe college is different. And even then, when Rav Romali says one, so he's only going to give it to you if you have eight.
That's written college way.
If you want to go with the Kappa Chaim, in Kaddish and Baruch Hu, you're going to need at least 8. The Magen Avraham says you need 8. But we'll see. The Shabru is going to be a little more...
He's going to take it down to 7, no?
He's going
to
take it down, but it's just... It's interesting.
So
okay,
if there's less than 9, it would be a Baruch Vatel and the Chazan, so the Chazan would be saying Baruch Vatel, basically?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't want to be a Chazan, no, maybe.
Don't we say to have in mind that it should be in a Dabba? I think that
is... Yeah, that is brought. The Shabru brings it. Okay, so the Shabura. So we go to Mechaber in Simon Nun Hey. So this is the first in Siv Beis it says like this. Hiskel Leimer Kaddish like Kedusha Basar. If you started saying Kaddish Kedusha with 10, this halacha we know from Dices, but Yotzim Exasim, Siv Beis, Nun Hey, Siv Beis. So if you started saying Kaddish Kedusha with 10, and then some people leave, Gaimin I say Kaddish, I say Kedusha, you finish off that Kaddish Kedusha, Sheshchilav Hushin Eshtai Ruban, and that's only if most of them are left there. Right, that was like the Ran. So he's combining it. When we come Malkum says the Ramah, Averi Hilatzes, it's an Averi to leave if you're number 9, number 10. Valeim Nemar Vayiz Hashem Yechlu. Avom Nishu Asar Mutfulas. If there's 10 people still there, then you're allowed to leave. Okay, so the Ramah is just incorporating. And Mechaber incorporating everything that we saw, Taisus, the Ran, and this idea of Ezer Hashem Yichlu. So, and if you remember when we brought that Kuchav Dal, when it says Karav Hadavli is Bracha Levatel, when you don't have 9 people listening, so it's Karav Hadavli. So, what's the lashon of Karav Hadavli is Bracha Levatel? What was that lashon? It's funny lashon. So, Ramesha says that the reason that it's Karav Hadavli is Bracha Levatel, we spoke this up just to remember, is that. Because the Mechaber is talking about when you started with 10. If you started with 10, and then, whatever, you started with 10 people total, so 9 people listening. You started with that, and then somebody left, or someone's not listening, then it's Karav Adav Aliyah's Bracha Levatela. But if you didn't start with 10, Ramesha says, if you didn't start with 9 people listening, then it's Avadai Bracha Levatela. That's what Ramesha said. Because he's coming on to Zalokha, he knows the Zalokha. That Karav Adav is assuming that, of course, you started with 10. Of course, you start with 10. 9 people aren't listening and answering Amen. So then it's only Karv because it's no worse than if somebody leaves. So if 6 people are answering Amen, it's only Karv Adar. But if Lachatkili, you start with only 6 people, that's a valid debrah.
When you say start, do you mean start the silence?
Chazar Sashaz.
Chazar
Sashaz. Chazar Sashaz. You also want to start your silence monastery with 10 people because you want to have that. You want to have Tefillah B'Tzibur.
Otherwise, you don't have.
You don't have Tefillah B'Tzibur. I mean, you could get it if eventually 10 people are davening all at the same time, but Chathchila, it's best to start have 10, all 10 people starting at the same time. Okay, and then let's go ahead, skip ahead to Sif Vav. V'mhizchel achon me'asar l'hispalo levadli. Somebody starts davening by himself. And he can't answer with everybody. Or he's sleeping. So still he can be mitzarev. He can still be mitzarev. So the Mechaber is passing like this maril. Yeah, that you can, as long as you have, even if the guy is sleeping, or even if the guy is davening, he can be mitzarev to the 10 people. Now let's take a look at Mishabura. Sif Katin Lamed Beis. Echad me'asara, hu adin yoyser me'achad. The same halacha would apply if you have more than one. Ubelvad she yisharu rubam she'ein mispal mishmona esrei v'chayil manas yimayim. As long as you have 10 more, rive of the people that are listening, you need at least 6. So you need at least 6 people that are answering. That's the first sheet that he brings, and he brings from the Eli Rabba.
She said, "You don't need 9, you need 6."
So he's saying, "Yeah, same thing would be for 6." The Yesh Machmir and B'Yisam Yachad, but some are Machmir not to have any more than 1, which is the Magen Avraham, like we spoke of. Ubi Yashin, somebody who's sleeping, Bevadai Ein Letzayr Fafilu B'Makom Adchak B'Yisam Yachad. Somebody who's sleeping for sure. Ki Belav Hochi Yesh Harbi Pesach Machmir B'Yashin. Could come in. A lot of places can say that the Yashin is not going to get you off the hook. So you take a look at the next one. Sivkat and Lama Gimel Aishu Yashin, or someone sleeping. I am Prima Gadam Shekasav the Hua Dilin and Zimun Asar. Same thing with Zimun. You want to be with the have 10 people. You want to say Baruch Halakenu. Gam Ken Yashin Mitzdar. So too is someone who's sleeping. Shemun Asar. No different than Sin Chazar Asashat. So Dash Shofan Aruch. Melin Yitfila. Melin Yitkirisa Tayrun and Sis Kapayim Sarach Ian. Ah, listen to this. Well, Inyan Kriyas Megillah. A little bit of Inyan and Inyan. What about Megillah? Somebody who's sleeping. You have 10 people. Ein ha-yashin mitzarif la-asar kuliyama. Everybody agrees that a yashin is not going to be mitzarif. You know why? Dima Megillah boy asar la-parsumi nisa. You don't need 10 because of Nikdashti. You need 10 because of parsumi nisa. It's no parsumi nisa. The guy's sleeping. So yeah, you'll have a Nikdashti.
Why do you need 10 for parsumi nisa?
Oh, so you're saying you're not...
Oh, is it Likra or Lishmaya?
No, it's Lakroya.
Lakroya?
For ladies. And for ladies, maybe you say Lashmaya. But very good that you have a Minikdashi, but you don't have Persumi Nisa.
Why do you need a minion for Persumi Nisa?
I guess that's the share of Persumi Nisa that you need. That's the.
So if you hear Megillah by yourself in the Balkor, you're not Yotze?
There you go.
What if you're just one person? No, you're Yaitza, you don't get the person Minisa. We want to get person Minisa, but you need at least 10. You're gonna be Yaitza, you're Chi of Kriyas Megillah, of course you are. So listen, look at the next thing, and this is what everybody Indig was talking about. Mitzdarifimahim, the next Mishabura. The Bechol Asar Shem Gedailim Shekhinah Shai B'Neim. As long as you have 10 people that are Gedailim, the Shekhinah Shai. The Nikdash Mzech Menezo Akrinabu. Vloy Damila Katan, Vla Barkadusha, Katan's not Barkadusha. V'ayim a taz. Remember that taz that scathing taz? Shecholik l'nin yashin. He's cholik. Usfil l'day mitzdarf. He also is not mitzdarf. Because their whole raya is krum, he says. V'hizkim y'may priya chadash. The yashin chashim k'shoita. And the yashin is considered like a shoita, ayin sham. So if a yashin is like a shoita, shoita can't be mitzdarf. The same thing a yashin can't be mitzdarf. Exactly what you're saying. Alkein, so that's priya chadash. M'chav and m'chadash. Alkein l'chad chilo, b'vaday tzarech l'akitzai. So l'chad chilo, vaday you have to wake him up. Falkopanim, the Irish, at least you should get him a little up so that he's like Misnamin, which is not like a deep sleep, it's a dozing type of sleep where you can kind of listen. Okay, and that's what it comes up. So now, so it's a Shiloh, how exactly is Mishabru coming out? How's he coming out, Lamaisa? He brings down both Shitas. He brings down Huadin if you have more than one person. And then he also brings that Yesh Machmir.
You go like the first thing he says, no?
I heard this Yisrael. I have to validate. I heard it from the Pesach. Chashm, very Chashm Pesach. I heard this Yisrael. When Shabur brings two Shitas, one he just brings Stam, and the next one he brings as a Yesh Machmir, or El Yerabba says this, or the Gain says this. He's really going like the first Shita. Again, so it sounds like the Mishabur. I mean, if you go with this Yisrael, the Mishabur said that you can talk to do with less than 10 people. You can less than 8 people, 7 people, even 6 people. Yeah, as long as you have 6, it seems that from this Mishabru that you'd be able to get it. But again, we saw already, you know.
So where does the 7 come from? At the Vad, by the building where the Vad is located? So they used to have a mincha in the Vad's office, or they still have it. Rabbi Yehuda used to say that we have to wait for 7. So I don't see it anywhere.
There's one sheet then that, okay, yeah.
But
there
has to be more than
waited? No. I don't know where it's.
It sounds like the universal.
What do you mean? He waited for 7 to do
that? That's what he was saying. He was there. He's the Dhamma there.
To do what?
Waiting. Like something's exactly minion. Yeah. You say we have to wait for 7.
You mean they were Dhamma without a minion?
No, they'd have 10. But then Chazar Sashats, they would only wait for 7.
Oh, hold on, one second. That they used to do a Kaddish.
Kaddish, yeah.
Well, what's the difference?
Oh, you need less for Kaddish.
Well, Kaddish could be, we saw that, it could be that Kaddish is...
You can say, we have Y7.
Huh?
Why 7 for Kaddish?
You're right, I mean...
I'm waiting for 7 to finish down.
For the Shas to start.
I mean, we did see that Lachariah could be that there's more of a reason to be matter less than 10 by Kaddish.
You can say Kaddish without 10?
You can have, yeah, you have to have a minion.
You have 10 of the minion, and then you have 7. Three of them are still down.
Three people left?
Three are still down, each one has
three. Still down. Oh, I see.
No, so I don't know where 7 comes from. I'll have to look into it.
Wait,
should ask him.
Is any head there?
Maybe it's just because he's nervous that maybe one guy's not really listening. So he gets things.
Like a new sheet, though.
Yeah, no, I don't know. You can ask him. I mean, I don't know. Could be there's some other things we don't know here. I'm not gonna. Okay, so we'll stop here.
All right. Years.